Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. You know, as I consult with business owners, one of the biggest challenges that I hear is I'm overwhelmed by social media. I have no idea what to write about. I'm stressed out by all the complicated graphic design stuff. Even Canva overwhelms me. And then I'll naturally say, well, let's hire someone to help you out with that. And their reply is, go ahead, guess it. What do you think it is? I don't have the money for that. And they're oftentimes not wrong. I mean, most people who are just starting a side hustle or a small business don't have the extra money to hire a graphic designer or a social media manager to handle everything. And so their social media posts and stories and lead magnets end up feeling kind of disjointed or even amateur and oftentimes sporadic. So I don't have to talk them into how important social media is, but the overwhelm ends up creating this paralyzing procrastination. Do you relate to that at all? Well, my team and I started to dream, asking questions like, well, what if we could create a community of business owners, like coaches and consultants and influencers and authors and bloggers and designers and whoever else, right, that is struggling with social media? And what if we could help them with tools that they needed in order to create beautiful, engaging social media content in just 5 minutes a day? I wonder if that's possible. What if we provided lifestyle images, beautiful photos, and customizable captions, kind of like fill-in-the-blank Mad Lib style? And what if we created an easy-to-use graphic design program, and it was all in one place, all in one? Look at that. My voice is cracking. I'm so excited. My voice is going, oh, yes. Yeah, it's all in one place to save time and money. Now, there are a lot of online tools that do these things separately, but what if we could make it easy to customize engaging social media captions and exciting to post images that don't all look the same? And an actual easy to use drag and drop graphic design program, something that's more affordable than all the other social media resources. And what if there was true community with support and encouragement? That's what we started dreaming about. And so we're doing something absolutely crazy and launching a brand new resource called Rise Up Creatives. And it's designed to help online business owners, just like you, coaches, consultants, influencers, authors, bloggers, designers, and all the others, to create beautiful, engaging social media content in just 5 minutes a day. Well, how do we do that? Well, we've created a super easy drag and drop graphic design studio with hundreds of beautiful templates, and we're providing 31 lifestyle image themes that can immediately be posted on your feed or stories, along with 31 customizable captions to engage your audience. And then there's monthly business growth training and a supportive community exclusively for members of Rise Up Creatives. Yes, this episode is definitely a special announcement for us here at Inspiration Rising, but I also want to teach you how to easily plan 31 days of social media content. That's the secret to being able to post in just 5 minutes a day. Now, each month, we provide you with a social media planning calendar, and I want to give one to you right now for the month of February 2021. Right now, I want to encourage you to go to Rise Up Creatives with an S, riseupcreatives.com. Why do we call it Rise Up Creatives? Because we're calling all creatives to rise up. Rise up and be creative. Don't let technology or procrastination hold you back. Rise up and be creative. Yeah, that's how we got the name. So go to riseupcreatives.com, enter your name and email address in the form on the page, and you'll immediately be taken to a sneak peek of Rise Up Creatives. and you can download the planning calendar in one of two ways, either a printable PDF like the one I'm holding in my hand now, or you can click on the Google Sheet link and make a copy where you can type directly in the document. Now, the absolute key to social media is batching all of your prep work. Rather than wondering each day, what do I feel like posting today? That's going to take forever. Yes, but by setting aside an hour or two at the end of each month, you can completely plan your strategy, your images, posts, stories, reels, and everything before the month even begins. Now, I know for some of you that might sound crazy, but that's why I want you to download the February calendar right now, because that's going to enable you to get this planning in place. Go to riseupcreatives.com, pop in your name and email, and then download the PDF or click the Google Sheet link to make a copy. All right, go ahead. I'll wait. We got time. Go ahead. Okay, you've got it. You got it in your hand. Now, as you look at the calendar, you'll notice that every week has its own page. So it's not like this one big month on one page. We broke it down week for each page so you don't get overwhelmed looking at the entire month at one time. So no matter when you're listening to this, okay, I don't care when you're listening to it, I want you to look at Monday, February 1st as the example. In the primary box on the left-hand side, there are three things that I want you to notice. First of all, it says image. So you have a spot there to write either the file name of the image or a description of the image. Below it, it says caption. Enough space to either write the name of the theme of the caption or two or three bullet points. And then there are seven checkboxes on the right-hand side, and these are post categories. These are the top seven most helpful and common posts. And then on the right-hand side, there are seven post categories with checkboxes. These are the most common and helpful and engaging post types that you will want to use in connecting with your ideal client. You've got My Life, which is an image of you or something that represents you, talking about your life and so that people can increase their know, like, and trust of you. Then there's the My Why category, and this is why you're doing what you're doing. There's a behind the scenes category, which is your process of your business kind of unfiltered. Then there's inspirational for quotes, encouragement, love. There's life and biz learnings, which is what you're learning in, obviously, your life or business. There's product or service, and this is the solution that you offer, and you're talking about the results of how it can impact people's lives. And then the last category is benefits to you. This is not benefits to you as the entrepreneur. It's benefits to your ideal client. And so you're writing about how the results are going to transform their life. Okay, so those are the three things that I want you to notice on each day. There's image, caption, and then the seven post categories. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is look at two different things. Okay, you want to fill these two things in on your monthly calendar first. The first thing are holidays. You know that these are days that you're going to want to post something that's holiday oriented. For instance, if you want to post about Valentine's Day on February 14th, well, this year it lands on a Sunday. Now, if you don't normally post on a Sunday, you might ask yourself, do I want to post on Sunday that particular day? Or would I rather make a Valentine's Day post on Friday? Obviously, that's up to you. But the very first thing you want to look at in your calendar are holidays that might gain traction on engagement with your target audience. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing that you're going to want to look at as you look at your entire month are launches. These are times when you're going to be introducing a new lead magnet, a new product, a new service, or an affiliate offer to your audience. So no matter what you're putting out for your ideal client to receive, you're going to want to block out all those days where posts deal with that particular launch topic. So let's just say that you want to launch a new lead magnet on Monday, February 15th. Well, I'm sure you're going to want to follow up on that maybe a couple of days later in the week or the next week. So before you get started kind of filling out the entire calendar, the first thing that you want to start with are holidays. Knock that out, see where you're going to post those, and then your launches. Now, when I say launch, oftentimes that's used in the context of some big, you know, product or service launch. But I also mean anytime you're putting out there lead magnet, product, service, affiliate offer. So you know, this is the most important thing. I need to have this reserved ahead of time. Now that you have your known elements in place, you look at what's left on the calendar. Now, remember, we're not trying to fill in the gaps just to get this done. We're wanting to think about this content through the lens of relationship with your existing and potential followers. What will benefit them? What will help them in their life? What will help them like me, know me, and trust me even more so that I can bring a solution that will give them transformational results? That's the case no matter if you're trying to solve a problem, if you're trying to take away a pain point, or if you're trying to fulfill a dream or desire. Now, you're going to want a combination of the seven categories as you look at your entire month. You don't want everything to be about your product or service because people are going to be sick and tired of hearing about what you offer. They want to know you. They want to see behind the scenes of your life. They want to know why you do what you do. They want to feel inspired by you. So as you think about your followers and potential followers, what are you excited to share with them? Now, everyone is different, but I'm going to give you two ways to choose what to post now on the days that are left after you've thought through holidays and your launch strategy. If you have more of a linear approach to life, oh, you hear that plane? I don't know if you can hear that. I live near John Wayne Airport in Newport Beach area. And when I hear planes, I'm like, people are traveling. I wish I could travel. The pandemic, I don't know. It just doesn't seem wise to travel right now. Some people are doing it. No judgment. I just, every time I hear a plane, I'm like, oh, it'd be fun to travel, right? Okay, back to the topic at hand. Come on, Dave, stay on track. Two ways to choose what to post on the rest of the open days. If you're more of a linear approach, if you have more of a linear approach to life like me, I would suggest that you go through each day and select which categories you're going to post on what days by simply checking the boxes. So you may go, Monday, I want to post about my life. Tuesday, my why. Wednesday, behind the scenes. Thursday, inspirational post, right? And you just check the boxes because that way you've got that in place. And then you'll go looking for photos and caption ideas that match those categories. The second approach for you more creative peeps is to start with the photo or start with a caption that catches your eye, that flows from your heart. And then as you're selecting those, you're aware of which categories they fit in. So that you're going, okay, I can now place this photo and this caption on this day because it kind of fits in this category. I'm going to spread those out so it's not a bunch of inspirational posts or not just a bunch of why posts all back to back. You're spreading them out over the course of the month. Now, as you look at the sneak peek page where you downloaded the calendar, you're going to notice that there are seven image themes with multiple angles. We've just given you seven sample images. We call them image themes because there are multiple angles. It's not just one image or two images to choose from. There are several images. And then we also provide you with seven accompanying customizable captions. You'll also see the category name above the caption. So like it'll be the caption, it'll say my why or behind the scenes or whatever. So you understand what that caption is kind of geared toward. Now, we're just giving you a sneak peek of what we'll be offering every month. We're only giving you seven image themes just as a fun, hey, check it out. Every month, starting in March, we're providing you with 31 image themes with multiple angles and 31 customizable captions. And we're giving you more than enough options to choose from when you're looking to plan your social media calendar. Now, by the way, our images aren't going to just be all those light and bright photos that all start to look the same. Okay, we're going to have a bit more of an organic look. Yeah, there'll be some light and bright photos, of course, but the organic look will have a little bit more of a earthy, spiritual vibe. Now, to make things easy, we name each image and caption. For instance, in the sneak peek that you've logged into, the very first image theme is of this beautiful candle. I mean, it is just gorgeous. And that image and combination of the caption are named Burning the Candle of Self-Care, and it's in the category of my life. And I'm going to read you the caption, and I'll tell you the times when there are blanks and some suggestions of filling things in. The caption reads, "How's your candle doing? Is it burning bright, snuffed out, or needs to be relit?" Instead of burning the candle at both ends as we're, fill in the blank, chasing our next promotion, trying to be a supermom, staying up all night in our on our next product launch, and not taking time to care for ourselves, what if we started burning the candle of self-care instead? We push hard for weeks at a time, and then poof, the fire burns out, and so do we. One way that I keep my candle burning bright is by blank, blank, and blank. Describe your favorite self-care practices, right? Just fill in the blanks. Some of us have believed the lie that it's not okay to take time for ourselves. I'm not sure who put that in your head, but I'm here to tell you, you need to care for yourself. I went first. Now I want to hear from you. What feels most caring to your mind, body, and soul? Tell us in the comments. We all need some tips. Now, of course, you can use the entire caption, or you can simply use it as an inspiration. It's totally up to you. So if you want to use the candle image and caption, you would simply write "burning the candle of self-care" on the day in which you'll post that content. So maybe you have on February 1st, you're writing in next to the image and caption, "burning the candle of self-care." Then when it comes time to actually write that post, either if you're doing it during your monthly planning, or if you're doing it once a week, or if you're doing it on the day before it posts, you would simply log into Rise Up Creatives, click on an individual image that you like. It'll automatically download to your computer, or you can click on download images and the entire theme will download as a zip file, all of the images. Then you would simply click on copy caption and paste it into a social media app or a scheduler to customize it for your brand or business. Now, if you spend an hour or two once a month selecting all of your images and all of your captions, then when it comes to actually posting and customizing the caption, I truly believe that you could get it down to 5 minutes per day. Now, frankly, the goal isn't 5 minutes. My goal for you is that you would feel supported and encouraged to know that you can create beautiful, engaging social media content every day while increasing your engagement and ultimately growing your business. I also want you to know that social media is not the point. Sometimes it can feel like so much time is spent on social media that that becomes the end in and of itself, but that's not the truth. The truth is growing your business is the point. And that's why I'm passionate about helping you save loads of time while creating social media so it frees you up to actually be social, to actually connect with your ideal clients, to actually offer your solutions and serve your audience. I want to empower you to serve even more people. Now, if you haven't already, I want to encourage you to download the social media planning calendar and get a sneak peek at riseupcreatives.com. Pop your name and email in the box, and you'll get instant access, and you will be the first to know when our doors open in March. Now, here's the deal. You will get a 7-day free trial to use everything inside Rise Up Creatives. You can log in for those 7 days and get all the captions, all the images, use the graphic design studio, and here, if it's not a good fit, you can cancel your membership, and you'll never be charged. But if you see the tremendous value, you keep all the resources, keep using the tools, keep using the training each month. All right, I want to encourage you to get a sneak peek at riseupcreatives.com. That's riseupcreatives.com. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, "Hey, Dave, what's up?" You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.